The hot wind blew my hair across my eyes, while Rose rested her head on my shoulder, which was still smarting from the jellyfish sting. I dared not move to a less painful position, because I knew she was scared, and that I had to pretend not to be. She had no god to plead to for mercy or luck. It would be true to say she depended instead on human kindness and painkillers. As the driver steered his cab into the palm-fringed grounds of the Gomez Clinic, we glimpsed the gardens that had been described in the brochure as a mini-oasis of great ecological importance. Two wild pigeons lay tucked into each other under the mimosa trees. The clinic itself was carved into the scorched mountains. Built from cream-coloured marble in the shape of a dome, it resembled a massive upside-down cup. I had studied it on Google many times, but the digital page did not convey how calming and comforting it felt to stand next to it in real time. The entrance, in contrast, was entirely made from glass. Thorny bushes with flowering purple blooms and low, tangled silver cacti were planted abundantly around the curve of the dome, leaving the gravel entrance clear for the taxi to park next to a small stationary shuttle bus.